Welcome to Old News by Sophia Von Meer. I'm your host, and today I'll be talking about The Great Gatsby by F. Scott Fitzgerald. Thank you to Louis Armstrong, that was Potato Head Blues. It was written during a period where social change and civil discourse were very common. That period was the 1920s. The Great Gatsby is a story that is very well known and is often considered emblematic of the 1920s. It is constantly referenced in popular culture, has two movies, and is constantly the focal point of countless conversations. One of the reasons that The Great Gatsby is considered so riveting is because of the many complex characters within the story. Seeing as how the story takes place in the 1920s, much of the story follows themes of wealth, status, glory, power, fame, sin, indulgence, and dreams. To briefly summarize the story, the book follows Nick Carraway as he moves next door to the Great Gatsby, a man who throws extravagant and lavish parties every week. He visits his cousin Daisy and her husband Tom, who live nearby. There he meets Jordan, and together, the group goes to town. Jordan tells Nick about Tom's affair with another woman named Myrtle. She also tells Nick about Daisy's relationship with the Great Gatsby in the past. Nick soon meets the Great Gatsby, and it is revealed that he's still in love with Daisy, and wishes for Nick to arrange a meeting between him and Daisy. So Nick does so, and the Great Gatsby and Daisy begin to have an affair. However, Tom soon grows suspicious of this affair, and thus chaos ensues. The main focus of the story is arguably Gatsby's attempts of following Daisy to win her back. It is revealed that he bought the house close to her for that sole purpose, to be close to Daisy. It is said that for years, he had been longing for Daisy and waiting for her to return. Although they had broken up years ago, Gatsby still had an obsession with her, even though she had gotten married by the time he returned for her. Because his fascination with the woman who was already married, this may raise the question of his sanity. Can a man who has an unrealistic dream about a married woman for years be considered sane? Throughout the book, Jay Gatsby is proves to be a very eccentric character. However, could it be possible that this man is less insane? Is that the reason for his behavior? And not only an obsession, but a poor state of his mental health? This issue of Jay Gatsby is a very curious one. So, next time you read The Great Gatsby, make sure to think about Jay Gatsby and the way he is processing his emotions while dealing with everyone around him. Nick Carraway becomes disgusted with the way that these rich people have lived their lives and their ideas. And so it shows that there's often more than meets the eye. I'm Sophia Von Meer, and this has been Old News. Thank you.